Trees grow back up over there. Well, they took ripped them out.
What
That
strikes
was
me is odd
awful.
that this parcel changed hands right when this park changed hands.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no,
No,
no.
that
There's no
was just,
connection.
that was coincidence
Oh, it
here.
was. Okay.
That was a
This
matter
land
of deaths and everything.
Oh,
This land
okay.
here was vacant for 50 years, I'd
Oh,
say.
okay.
And then one time, Larry Pervone, there was
Yes.
something, you remember him? Him and five other guys were thinking of buying that and putting a high rise back here.
A high rise?
Yeah, apartment building.
Oh, wow.
This was, I'm going back 15 years, maybe.
Right.
High rise would have been fine with me.
I compared to what we're
Yeah.
talking about now, high rise
Yeah,
would have been
the high
great.
rise would have been fine.
Right.
Well, last year, there was a lady in here. She's a professor of some type. She came from another state. I think it was Oklahoma, somewhere. But she came from another state. And I saw her out through the winter. We were out going down getting mail, and she come walking along, and she happened to tell me that she tried to buy this land back here before, when all that was taking place. She had gone to all the different banks to get loans, and no one would give her a loan. And we summarized that the
Might have been
banks
blocked.
already knew had the big money offer. She wanted to put back here assisted living homes. I saw we would, we that would have been
Oh
wonderful.
my gosh, right.
Yeah, but they would not let her buy that land.
The fix was in.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that. We're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And we figured out how they bought their way in
Right.
little by little. And we have to wonder how many donations have been received by the powerful name people in our community, the
Right.
big business people. Where are they? Jim, where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
Nobody shows up.
What do you mean, like the big business owners?
Yeah,
Like, what
yeah.
would be examples of those businesses? Car
O'Brien's,
dealers? Oh.
O'Brien's.
You give their name.
The O'Brien's.
You
The
mean
Carrillos, the
Sean O'Brien?
Strimbos.
Yeah.
Oh,
Carrillos.
the Carrillos.
What kind of businesses do these folks own?
Construction,
Oh.
a realty,
Well, yeah, construction. He's hoping to get.
attorneys.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get any of it.
Oh, he didn't get any of the job?
No, this outfit that's doing this right now is from Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
That's who got putting that road in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're
And the
from
well
PA.
sites.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of license plates, what states you see when the drill rigs are here.
Well, the Corolla, they've been around forever too. I mean, they own this community.
Right.
That's
Well, besides them and
excavating.
O'Brien and
Yeah.
well, the O'Briens are all over our community. Penn, Ohio Electric is an O'Brien, with O'Brien right down here, and then Strimbo's, the big trucking thing up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrillo's, O'Brien's, Strimbo's, oh, how about down Yankee Lake? Jerko, they're
Jerko.
big around.
Now that's another problem we're going to have starting here on April the 18th,
Yeah.
truck night,
April
right down here at Yankee
27th.
Lake. You got all those hillbillies pulling their big mud trucks and everything down 7. I seen that blocked up from the Yankee Lake clear up beyond our square up there. Now you got that on a Friday night. You got these
No, this is
oil.
going to be 3 nights a week, 1 week in a month now.
What?
Yeah.
Truck night. It's going to be Friday, the 27th, 28th, 29th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Three nights in
Three
one week.
nights every month.
Every
One
month?
weekend a month. It used to
What
be every Friday.
is it? Is you show
Truck
off your
night.
trucks?
Down there, that was the old lake that it's
Yeah, I
drained.
saw it on my way here, yeah.
And the creek down there, Yankee Creek runs through there. And what they do, they go down there and they dig a mud pit and they run these trucks through it and then they run them all over and they got this clammy thing down there. It's a bunch of hillbillies,
The big
whatever I
trucks.
call them.
Well, a lot of families
But
do
they
go
shut them
to
down
that.
last year because they found oil and gas in the creek.
Oh,
Well, is that
really?
why they got shut down?
That's why they got shut
Oh.
down.
Yeah, it used to be every Friday night.
You're recording me. I was behind that.
Oh, okay. Well, don't worry. I'm going to edit that out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's not going to
I had a
throw us
lot.
under the
No,
bus.
I don't do that.
I had
My
something.
wife does that with my kid, but me and my kid, she always says, whenever I do something wrong, she goes, "Oh, that was Dad." I'm like, "Did you have to throw me under the bus like that?" I don't throw people under the
Yeah.
bus.
But they got the okay to do it now again.
So what you're saying is 3 nights a week, you're going to have this whole road clogged up with these big old mud trucks or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you're also going to have brine trucks coming through.
Yeah. And the regular traffic. The regular traffic. That's and only one issue. There are other events that take place. And we told them about all this.
They got that big ballroom down there. Mm-hmm. They have gun shows down there. They have wedding receptions.
Yeah. They have charity events. Pretty soon they're having charity events.
Crafts.
And then out Route 7, it's been around forever. We have Sharon Speedway. We have race cars coming
Saturday
in addition
nights.
To the truck night.
Mm-hmm.
Cars from every state for just
now
those.
Now we're
going
to add these trucks to it. And our fire hall emergency vehicles are right there.
And those guys are getting paid by the load. Those brine trucks. So they're flying.
They're going to be backed up clear to Interstate 80.
I already put the word out to Hubbard Police and Hubbard Township Police and Brookfield. Check their license plates and everything else because they must have an abortion plate to haul out of Pennsylvania into Ohio.
Right.
They got to have abortion plates on them.
What plate?
Abortion, it's called.
Abortion. A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It means this for the states.
Oh, more of the big money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know. I have a good friends that have trucks. Sharon Paving over in Sharpsville, Pennsylvania, and that. For them to do any work over here, they have to buy that abortion plate. They're pretty expensive for a truck.
Yeah.
So I told them to watch out for that. And I told them if they want to make money, besides what Lee submitted in that bill, put a scale somewhere down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, avoid it.
And weigh every darn one of them.
Yep. 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 Yeah, I mean, that's...
Bring ODOT in here and their inspection team and go over those trucks. They got faults on them. Make it miserable for them. Make it rough.
Yeah. Yeah. I
told the police and everybody. I told the trustees that. I hope they do. I hope they do check them if it happens. I'm talking like that. I'm saying I don't want it to happen. I don't want
it
there.
And then you have the issue of, I mean, just the number of trucks at any given time is just going to be insane.
Well, what it is, they're creating a disaster that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live in here, we know what goes through here. They said they did a road study. There's no way they know about the Sharon Speedway traffic that actually comes from all the states. Truck night, Yankee Lake events.
I can't imagine this road.
No.
I mean, clogged up.
They have no idea what they're headed into.
Well, you know, they don't. If you go down to, I was just down in Powhatan, Switzer Township down in Belmont County, right on the river there. And I met with a couple of folks. You heard about that big Powhatan Point explosion, the XTO explosion at the well pad. And I met with some of the neighbors of that site. And one thing led to another. We were talking, and this was kind of what led me to kick myself because I wish I had been recording the conversation. But the father-in-law who was there, you know, he's a trucker. He was a long-haul trucker, but now he just trucks around West Virginia and Ohio. He knows where all the bodies are buried. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what he said? What amazes him is how many near misses there are with these brine trucks, and then also, it's not so much the trucks that go over into the curb, and break and leak. It's the ones that don't leak, but they just it happens all the time. You know, with these narrow roads. I mean, you've got pretty straight roads, but I mean, down there they've got these kind of zigzagging roads, but regardless, the point is ODOT and the state troopers and the county sheriffs, they want nothing to do with monitoring that. They just want to clean it up and get on with their
day. Well, the straight road is Route 7.
Right.
But out that way, that's all curved.
But what is there? But the question is what is their route going to be from Pennsylvania? Can you anticipate any winding routes?
We figured they're coming from Interstate 80.
Okay.
They're coming right over 7, straight through all through that windy section of 7.
Oh, okay. So there's a windy section of 7.
Yeah. And they're going to come right down through Brookfield Center.
Okay.
It's close to that interstate.
Right.
They can jump right off and be.
Oh, yeah. It's not
down there, Truck World, and that big interchange down there.
Yeah.
That's going to be a. I won't even drive through there. That's going to be a all that extra truck traffic.
Yeah.
There's plenty down there right now.
There's two communities that are going to be in uproars.
Right.
And that these roads all the way.